broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
The role that ATC played in this accident is something that's going to be determined by the safety board.
And I actually said to myself, are you going to use this gun?
So I thank all of you who have spoken out for your courage.
Why didn't we buy Alaska in the 1950s?
You hate your job.
Just call him Gump.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The only news, talk, and entertainment show in the world that knows what it's talking about and will continue to know what it's talking about long after we know the reason why we're even talking about stuff, you know. Long after I retire, I'll be still trying to talk about something I know something about, although maybe not. Maybe when I retire, it'll be just one big bullcrap festival from that day on out. I don't care what's going on anymore because I don't do that job anymore. But anyway, welcome back to our show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to take plenty of your calls tonight. We thank you for calling. We also have our Twitter account at twitter.com/RealPhilHenry, where you can go over and look at what's happening behind the scenes. Bobby Dooley, I understand, has got one over there. I don't know why I'm supposed to talk about it.
Mr. Hall said you ought to.
Oh, did he? Okay. Well, anyway, Bobby Dooley has one. You can figure out what the... You are okay. It's twitter.com/Bobby Dooley, okay? And then, of course, over at Facebook, we're at facebook.com/Phil Henry, and you can watch us online right now. If you're near a computer, you can go to our website and you can watch the show because we're on video here at www.philhenryshow.com. Some breaking news here. Actually, within the last half hour, a huge explosion has rocked the Afghan capital of Kabul 5 days before presidential elections. Gee, I wonder why all of that action is happening right now. Well, they have presidential elections. That's what's in the minds of some people. At least 55 people were injured, according to a hospital spokesman talking to CNN News. There was no immediate word on the cause of the blast. According to one witness, CNN national security analyst Peter Bergen, the sound was like a very loud door banging right next to me. He said, I saw a large plume of smoke rising after the sound of the blast. The smoke was believed to be rising in the vicinity of the U.S. Embassy and the headquarters of NATO's International Security Assistance Force. The blast occurred about 8:30 in, that would be 4 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, 8:30 local time. 4 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time would have been 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Despite increased security in Kabul ahead of the August 20th presidential elections, only the second since the fall of the Taliban in 2001. So we'll give you the details, like where was it and who do they think it targeted and all that other stuff as soon as we get it. But it's obvious that things continue in Afghanistan, the home of a brand new regime attempting some kind of a democratic rule of the country, and also the former home of the Taliban, the sponsors of Al-Qaeda, the sponsors of the 2001 terror attacks that murdered 3,000 people, just in case there's anybody forgetting why it is we're there. Now, Obama denounced emphasis on the healthcare protests by the media in a town hall meeting in Belgrade, Montana. Belgrade, Montana. Boy, I wonder who settled that town.
What? Italian?
If you don't know, man, why do you say Italian?
Well, it's near there.
It's like Yugoslavia. It's like that.
Yeah.
All right, so in Belgrade, Montana, trying to lower the temperature of the healthcare fight, President Barack Obama on Friday denounced news media emphasis on angry protesters at town hall meetings. It is the president's concerted opinion, and it's good that he's vocalizing this, and as was discussed by Robert Gibbs in a press conference, a press briefer early this week, that while there are a lot of people that are packing these town hall meetings and causing a lot of disruption, a lot of very angry people, I'm not trying to minimize or dismiss legitimate concerns. But like I said, if you've asked the same question six times and you've gotten the answer, then the time has come for you to say, okay, then I don't like your answer and here are my reasons why, and move on to a new question. If you don't have a new question, you just don't like the answer, there ain't a whole hell of a lot you can do, right? Obama ventured west for the latest of his own town hall style events, fielding polite but occasionally tough questions in an airport hangar near Bozeman, Montana. The president didn't deny that there have been angry outbursts by foes of his plan at some halls featuring Democratic lawmakers this month, but he said that was hardly the whole story. Here is Obama saying that the media's depiction of these rowdy town halls are not representative of what's going on.
I know there's been a lot of attention paid to some of the town hall meetings that are going on around the country, especially when tempers flare. TV loves a ruckus. What you haven't seen on TV, and what makes me proud, are the many constructive meetings going on all over the country. Everywhere across the country, you're seeing people who are coming together and having a civil, honest, often difficult conversation about how we can improve the system.
Obama says that part of the funds for the health care plan will come from taxing the upper class.
When I was campaigning, I made a promise that I would not raise your taxes if you made $250,000 a year or less. That's what I said. But I said that for people like myself who make more than that, there's nothing wrong with me paying a little bit more in order to help people who've got a little bit less. That was my commitment. So
now here Obama points out that the uninsured are already costing us money under the current plan.
Each of us spend, even though we don't know it, our employer pays for it, so we don't notice it on our tab. Each of us spend about $1,000 per family, maybe $900 per family, paying for uncompensated care. People without health insurance going in, getting fixed up. That money comes from somewhere. Well, it comes from you. You just don't see it on your bill. And so if we can help provide coverage to people so that they're getting regular primary care and they're not going to the emergency room, we will obtain some savings. And that's partly, going to Randy's earlier question, that's partly how we'll end up paying for giving people health insurance, because we're already paying for it right now. We just don't notice it.
Well, that's the point that I was making. We're paying for it right now. We don't notice it. First of all, the premiums to our employers that get passed on to us go up, as I said, and of course the states may tax us higher for whatever shortfalls they have with Medicare and Medicaid and so forth. So the states pass on the cost to us if it is something administered by the state. The point being here, how many of us are keeping track of that? How many of us are saying, boy, look at this, man. Look at how much more I'm having to pay here, and this is a system that sucks. And if we look at it that way, maybe, just maybe, okay? And the other thing that I wanted to mention, and this is my fault. I got so swept up in the town hall debacle, the so-called town hall protests. I thought it was happening all over the country. And I remember asking somebody, have there been any town hall protests in California? Have there been any town hall protests in Nevada? Have there been any town hall protests in the rest of the country? Because it seemed to me that all the town hall protests that were being held in the country were back east, because that's where all of the protests were happening, or all of the town hall meetings, I should say. So I thought all of the town hall meetings where these protests are taking place are all back east. I wonder why they haven't had any out here. Well, come to find out, yes, they have, but there haven't been any fistfights breaking out, and so nobody covered it. I'm the guy that should have covered that. I'm the guy that should have had that news. Well, look at this. There's this, 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 and this. But we didn't, because we got so enthralled by the town hall protests, we missed that larger story. That it is a minority of places where this kind of disruption has taken place, and we got sucked in like everybody else, thinking, well, that must be what's happening across the entire country, protests. And it just isn't true. So there is some kind of sober and intelligent debate, or maybe it's everybody's asleep in the rest of these meetings. Maybe the debate isn't any better. Maybe everybody's just passed out in a freaking coma because the thing's so dull. Maybe they ought to have a fist fight to wake everybody up. I don't know, but the essential point is true, that it hasn't all been one huge, Donnybrook, man. I mean, it's not like a bar fight every place you go. There are people that are talking about this, and I hope they're getting some information. And I had another talk today with my friend in Canada, the Fabouche Bunny, and I found out a little bit more, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, concerning, for instance, no copay in the national plan in Canada. So there isn't, you have to have insurance in Canada, so they don't have a copay. There isn't any kind of a copay, or there isn't any kind of a deductible, man. Bang, you get it? You got it. There it is. The downside, their taxes are high. The downside, the cost for a gallon of gasoline in Canada, where there are, 40, 50 million people, and I may be pushing it on the high end there, and they have their own sizable repositories and deposits of oil. I mean, the natural resources of Canada are legendary, including their oil, and yet they're paying more for a gallon of gasoline in Canada than we do here. Now then, before people jump up and down and go, aha,
So there it is, you see. There is the point there. Well, I hate to rain on your parade. Like I said, they only got about 40, 50 million people. They got fewer people paying into this plan. But the cost of medical care ain't exactly cheaper. It isn't exactly cheaper to get an MRI or to go and get your heart transplanted or to have your lungs taken out or anything else. And, of course, it's Canada. And I don't say that in any disparaging way. I just say it's Canada. They're great people. But, you know, the good ideas are south of the border. All right. Now, moving along.
Oh, we're going to get phone calls on account of that from Canada.
Where? We're not even on in Canada.
What about the web video cast?
Well, okay. Hi, everybody in Canada. You know what I mean. You know I love you. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and our Twitter is twitter.com/RealPhilHenry. The Obama Joker posters are being posted in Florida. They might be part of a contest by Alex Jones, a talk show host. Now, Alex, there's something you're doing. It's actually kind of funny, okay? And I know you're making money on it. Where's the money, man? I got to find out. When it comes to Alex Jones, he don't do nothing that don't make money. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show. World famous.
There's a story here. I mentioned it briefly, that Costco, which is a famous membership store, membership warehouse, department store, kind of, you know, they got everything from, you know, tequila to television sets. And I happen to be a member of Costco. And now I am ripping up my membership. No, I'm not. But they have pulled a controversial doll. I mentioned this, and I just wanted to see the doll. The doll's got Lil Monkey on the headband. Now, the photograph of this doll is, it's a black doll. It's an African-American doll. And there's a picture of the doll laying next to a monkey. And, you know, it's pretty obvious. I don't know who made the doll, and I don't know what bright bulb over at Costco decided to order this thing up. You people, do you understand, folks, when we talk about being culturally and politically and basically aware of the world around you, how important that is in business? Does this give, I think... a little bit more fuel to that fire that we set? You know, when I say that General Motors, if you want to use the classic example, General Motors would have done themselves a world of good had they actually stuck their noses outside of their drawing rooms and their, you know, wherever it is that they smoke their pipes and drink their brandy and figure out what the world is about, that they might have been able to avoid what they eventually had to face, and that is that they were manufacturing a product that, while there was a high demand at the at that particular moment, there wasn't any future for that product in the world that we all live in and share in. See, if you're living in the world and you're in a business, then you want to know what the hell is going on outside the doors of where you count the money. Does that make any sense, or am I crazy? Now you got Costco. What do they got? They got a doll called Lil Monkey. It's a black baby doll with a pink hat that says monkey with an ape next to the... And if you live on the planet Earth and you are in Costco's boardroom, nobody is going to give you points, man. Believe me when I tell you, Costco and all of you guys, you probably know this. If you think you're going to hear people on talk shows defending you, you think that's going to keep you in business? Of course not. And you know it. So it gets down to this. And you would never in your wildest, craziest dreams ever countenance the consumer running to your defense and saying, no, they have a right to, you know, to buy that doll. You guys, had you actually paid attention, and if you knew what was happening in the country and how this country has changed over these many years, and you saw that come across your desk as a proposed product that you would put on your shelves, you would have stained every piece of underwear that you ever will buy. There's not enough underwear in the world, man, to keep you guys continent. But because you're not too bright, look what happened. And then people look at me and they say, what has that got to do with it, Phil? It's what the consumer wants. It's what the consumer wants, see? Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what you do.
Why don't you put that little monkey black doll on the shelves at Costco, and let's just see what the consumer wants. Let's see if Costco gets any goodwill. Let's see if Costco stays open for 3 weeks. Let's see if they can stay open for another 3 days. Go ahead, stick it on the shelf and see what kind of consumer demand there is. You think Costco wants to do that? I got a big news flash. No, they don't. They want to get rid of this. They want to get rid of this, man, like they want to open a window and let a bad fart go outside. They don't want any part of this. And that's why I say when you're in business, and a lot of people in business say, oh, well, we know that. If you know it, then you might want to pass it along. Because I'm telling you, and I'm not just telling you something I believe. I'm not just telling you something, my opinion. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I know. That a big part of what's happened to industry in America is the people, the captains of industry, these jackasses that run these companies, have got no conception of what the rest of the world is doing besides what's happening in the little few square inches of their brains. Them, their car, their house, their wife, their kids, back to the car, back to the office, back to the car, back to the house. That's their world, man. Well, guess what? No, man. When you're doing business with the public, Jack, you better figure out what the public wants. All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. And let's go to a phone call here. I don't know where we're going, but we'll take a shot. It's Louie in Phoenix on the Phil Henry Show. Louie?
Yes, how you doing, Phil?
I'm good. How are you?
I want to see what your thoughts are on the Cash for Clunkers program to stimulate the economy.
I like it.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, sure, I do. Obviously, it was obviously did a lot of good.
Yeah,
and when they ran out of money... It threw a little bit of water on the fire, and I think they need to get the word out now that there's more money in the program. There's another couple of billion in there, and people can still get their cars back, take their clunkers in, and get a deal on a new car.
Yeah, I think it's a good deal. What I'm hearing is the manufacturers like GM and Ford are having trouble putting the product on the lots now, the local car lots.
Keeping the inventory on the lots because it's selling out?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. There's not enough inventory
right
in the lots now to keep it going. So
right.
I think.
Let me tell you something. Coming from the world those guys are coming from, they'll get the inventory. Don't worry about that. They got to rehire a whole bunch of guys to start getting cars out on the lots. They'll do it. And not only that, I think that just this little dithering over the $2 billion, I think, slowed things down. I saw where there was a report that things had slowed down a little bit on the lots, but I think the word's got to get back out there now. People want to, if they want to take these clunkers in, so-called, they can. There's money, there's cars available. Let's get to it. Louis, thanks. Here's Steven in San Antonio. Steven, how are you doing tonight? What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good.
I got a little health care, not question, just kind of a comment about it. And I also have a question for you. Okay, my question is based on this. My father came over from Mexico. You know, he got in line. He became a resident, was a tax-paying citizen. You know what I mean? He raised us. He did the best he could.
Yeah.
You know, and he's still a tax-paying citizen to this day, you know? But he got in line. So what this health care bill is asking the citizens of the U.S., including me and my father, is asking for us to pay for health care for, I don't know how many illegals there are, 10 million, 20
no,
million.
No, even, wrong, wrong, wrong. No,
okay.
No, the children, but not illegal aliens, no.
Okay.
Not illegal aliens per se, but if there are children to be covered, there is an aspect of this. It may not wind up in the bill, man. You know, it may get blown out of the bill. But right now, the proposal that I read and that I tell people to go read has a provision for the children of illegal aliens. Yeah.
Okay, so they're
but
not wanting to bring, like, let's say, for example, if I decide not to get on this so-called public option, whatever option they decide, if I decide not to take advantage of the government health care, I will not, my taxes will not go towards this health care system. Is that correct?
No. Have you got health care?
Yes, sir.
Then you got health care. Now, I don't know how much money you make a year. If you make over 200 and Obama says 250, it goes between 250 and 280. Make over 280,000 a year as a single payer, 350 if you're a couple, then your taxes will go up. Taxes are also, I believe they're going to tax the so-called sin tax on cigarettes. There's going to be about a $269 billion in deficit spending over 10 years. They're going to trim a little from Medicare. That's how the thing's going to get paid.
Okay,
you, under 250 G's a year, you ain't going to get taxed unless you smoke cigarettes and drink a lot of booze.
No, but what I'm saying is, are any of my taxes going to go to this federal health care?
Did you just hear what I said to you?
Yes, I did.
What did I say?
You're saying if I made over 250, then my taxes are going to go up.
Right.
and go towards.
And I said, if a Syntax, and I said Syntax, cigarettes and booze, and I said they're going to deficit spend at $269 billion, and I said that they're going to trim some from Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay.
Does it sound like your taxes are going up?
Well, I'm just wondering if my taxes are going towards this bill. If that's the case.
Dude, I just answered the question. I can't answer it any better than I just did. No federal payment for undocumented aliens, and I just told you how they propose on paying for it.
Okay.
Now, either the news is bad or it's good. It sounds like it's good to me. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show. No. I just explained it. There ain't nothing more to say.
Jesus. Phil Hendry.
You weren't clear on a couple of things.
Get out of here. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, every night here from the El Pacifico. And, of course, you can watch us. We are videocasting right now online at philhenryshow.com, which is where we videocast every night and audiocast as well. And you can listen to our audio on demand at philhenryshow.com as well. Let's go to a phone call. Jeff in Tampa. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Phil, how are you this evening? I've always enjoyed listening to your program.
Thank you.
Phil, I want to return just a moment, if I could, to the question on Obama, the health care plan.
Yeah.
Now, do you say that my taxes will go up with an Obama health care plan? Is that correct?
No, sir. The income of $250,000 a year.
No, I understand that, but I'm wondering if my taxes will go up as a result of the plan.
No, but I'm trying to explain to you. Income of over $250,000 a year to $280,000. Yes. If you're married, are you married, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. If you make more than $350,000 a year, then your taxes will go up. If you make less than that money, income tax will not go up.
All right. But I don't think you answered the gentleman's question. The gentleman that was trying to find out was what would his taxes go up?
What gentleman? You mean the guy that I just talked to?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I don't know how much money he makes a year, but I think I did ask him.
Well, you told him the same thing you're telling me. But you're not being specific as to whether my taxes will go up or not.
You're asking me about his taxes or your taxes?
No, I'm asking if Obama's health care plan, in my understanding, would it make my tax go up or not?
How much do you make a year?
I made $171,000 last year. That was last year. My income last year, $171,000.
All right, based on last year's income, no, your taxes wouldn't go up.
And what about the other gentleman?
What about what gentleman?
Gentleman you just talked to. You hung up on him and you...
No, I didn't hang up on him, sir. I gave him every answer that I could.
Well, but he asked you, would his taxes go up? And you were not able to tell him.
He said that he made less than $250,000 a year, so I said to him, your income tax won't go up.
And mine will go up.
No, yours isn't going to go up. Why are you asking me that? Didn't you just ask me that question?
No, but see, here you're not giving full answers, Phil. I love your program. Believe me, I'm on your side on this. You know, there may well be a reason why we need to have this kind of health care program. I don't know. But I'm just asking the question. Did you say to that other gentleman that he makes more because of all the money he makes, he's going to be paying taxes?
No, I did not say that.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. Because my wife came in the house, and she said there was a Mexican gentleman on your program who said that he made so much money he'd have to pay tax. And I said, you know, that kind of hurt. It stung me a little bit.
Why?
Come again?
Why?
Well, I want you to know I'm not a racist or anything, but he said he was Mexican. I'm born in America, and he's making more money than me. That stung, you know.
And, well, first of all, what are you, a racist or something?
No, sir, I'm not a racist. He said he was an immigrant.
No, he did not say that. He said he was born here. His father came here as an immigrant. He doesn't make enough money to get taxed in the Obama, the income tax for Obama to tax his ass. You don't sound like you're going to be making enough money.
We both don't make enough money, so I don't even know why it's embarrassing to be on your program to say I'm worried about taxes. I don't even make enough money.
Well, that's up to you. I mean, if you don't make enough money to be taxed under Obama, you're not happy about that?
I don't think that anybody would be happy to say, well, you know what, you're not even part of this discussion because you don't make enough money for us to even talk about whether your tax is going up or not. So why don't you just go ahead and go off of your job pushing a broom or, you know, handing out apples at the end of a freeway on-ramp or whatever you were talking about, because I'm nowhere. I don't even belong to discussion, see? And
no, nobody is saying that, sir. No one's saying that.
Didn't you say that a lot of people hand out apples?
Yeah, you're talking about handing out apples.
I didn't say anything about handing out apples.
What were you saying about the freeway on-ramp?
I'm talking about guys that sell oranges at the end of a freeway on-ramp.
What about, no, but handing out the apples.
I didn't say anything about handing out apples.
You didn't say nothing about any kind of an apple giveaway.
Thank you very much. 877, once again, a really well-screened call, bud.
No, but didn't you say about an apple?
No, I never said anything about handing out apples on a freeway on-ramp. I said selling bags of oranges on a freeway on-ramp. Okay? 877-876-PHIL. Bottom line, if you make less than whatever the hell it was that I was saying, 250 G's a year, as far as the income tax thing goes, then you're home free, baby. Now, if you drink like a fish and smoke like a smokestack, in other words, if you're Phil Hendry, then I'll probably be paying more money in taxes this year than ever before in my life, and my income tax won't go up. I'm kidding, of course, but who knows? Here is Brian in New Hampshire. Excuse me, Brian, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind tonight?
Phil. Your boy Glenn Beck, he's about as slow as a snail in a salt shaker, I tell you what, man. The bottom line is he's got nothing new. I mean, I said this on your Twitter page about a day or so ago. All he's doing is, and people like him are looking to play up on the racial paranoia in this country. I mean, he keeps going to Jeremiah Wright, left and right, back and forth.
He's not still talking about that, is he? He's still talking about that?
Yes, he is. That's what he said. A friend of mine sent it to me on my Facebook, and I listened to it, and it made me sick. And then he's saying, how could he sit in the man's church for 20 years and this, that, and other? What he seems to be ignoring is that his mother was white. He was raised by his white grandparents, and then
after who are we talking about?
Glenn Beck was saying that about Obama.
Glenn Beck's parents are white?
Obama's mother was white, and he was...
Yeah, but what color... I'd like to know what color Glenn Beck's grandmother is. Could be embarrassing for him, yeah.
Well, the fact is, and I can actually even give...
Glenn, come on, man. You know, you might as well be... You might cop to it, Glenn. I think your grandmother's Hawaiian or something, ain't she? Go ahead.
Probably. My own personal experience on how you can sit in a church and hear something contradictory to what you believe, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm not religious. I'm a Christian. I go for the truth in it because the truth of the Bible has been manipulated. You like to call it religion. Now, they like to say God hates homosexuals. Homosexuals are evil, this, that, and the other. I have a college-age younger brother who is a homosexual, and he is the epitome of what a good person would be. Now,
Right on.
I've been in church.
All right, but the essential point that you made, I think you made a very good point, and that is that, and I think you echo what we say on this show, which is the guy that's delivering all of this hoo-ha and balderdash, the cats that are on TV, whether it's Glenn, whether it's anybody else, if we sit there and we believe that these guys believe what they're saying, honest to God, seriously. See, I can't, you know, I want it to sound bad, but Glenn, okay, let's take Lawrence O'Donnell. Let's take the other guy, you know, Mike Gallagher. Let's take some of these guys. These cats aren't bright enough to understand what it is they're even saying. They're not even bright enough. What they are good at, though, is they're good at being showmen. And that's what it is, folks. Showbiz. Now, are you willing to tie your need to information, your need for information, your need for news, your need to collect as much data as possible, are you willing to tie that to some guy who's about as, you know, he's about as bright as the guy that dropped the milk off this morning, maybe even dumber, and that's about it, and his grasp of information isn't any better than his grasp on his you-know-what? Are you willing to tie your information, your daily flow of information to a cat like that? Come on. Even they wouldn't expect you to do that. All right, let's go over to Paul in Houston. Paul, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Thanks for calling. Paul, what's going on tonight?
Well, I'm coming home from work and listening to you. I enjoy your show, by the way.
Thank you.
Obama said the little spurt that you played with him, he said that he would be willing to pay a little more in taxes and all that. Does he even pay taxes on what I pay him or what we pay him?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, presidents pay income tax, yeah. And they pay they pay all the taxes that you and I pay. For instance, they do get the deductions for charitable if they have outside income, which I don't think a president is allowed to have during his presidency. He gets a salary.
I don't think he's supposed to have outside income. But see,
No. So they do pay. He pays income on the salary that he receives.
Yeah, Congress
pays income tax.
Income. Now, do they pay taxes too, Congress?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, they do.
On their money that I pay them.
Yes, they do.
Okay, I didn't know they did. Now I got another question. We're paying for the illegals now. Are we going to be paying for them on this health care plan? I've heard that they're going to cut them out.
No,
we're
no.
We're going to keep on paying. And this,
no, that. No. Did you want the answer? Did you want the answer?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, now I've
okay.
Say,
yeah, I know you heard a lot of stuff probably, that the Congress doesn't pay taxes and maybe the president does. And, you know, and by the way, the presidential taxes and the Congress's taxes are all public. These are they are made public, so you can see. And let me say it again, H.R. 3200, Section 245, no federal payment for undocumented aliens. All right?
Okay. Then.
All right, Paul, thanks. 877-876-PHIL. I got no problem. You know, I'll keep answering the question. It's okay, all right? And I understand that people have been, you know, people, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Here's Glenn Beck talking about, and my understanding is Glenn Beck's grandfather was born in Kenya. Now, I'd like to get some...
Seriously? You kidding me, man? That white boy, the closest he ever come to Kenya, his old man probably was swabbing a deck on a slave ship.
Oh, shut up. You're talking, you're getting information, people, from people that don't want you to have the information. What would you call it if I said to you that you go to a guy to buy medicine, all right, and he sells you poison? What would you say that person's doing? He's killing you, basically, isn't he? He's doing the opposite of what it is he needs to do for you, right? And yet so many of us every day, when we go to get our news and our information, we go to people who willingly sell us poison. But it tastes like Coca-Cola and cherry pie, man, so we think it's fantastic. Wow, I went over here and I bought some medicine. It tastes like cherry cola, and guess what? I'm dead. That's what's going on today. Why? You're going to ask me this question now. You say, why, Phil? Why would they do that? What is the percentage in them misinforming us? Because it makes money, because it gets audience, because the audience doesn't know they're being misinformed. The audience is just titillated and excited by all of this stuff that's coming at them that they don't know is bullcrap. It sounds really heavy. It sounds bigger than big. It sounds like the whole thing's going to hell in a handcart. And if they don't watch the Harry Farnsworth show or the Joe Blow show or the Mary McCready show or whoever the hell else, man, they're just not getting their news. And so they sit and they listen and they go, woo, and they go out to the tea party, and the guy is standing there. Hi, I'm Joe Blow, and I'm the guy you watch on TV, and he doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground, man. As my dear father used to say, from 40 cents a week he don't know. But he's able to sell it because he's doing a tap dance. He's a showman. So we go out there as an audience, and we buy it, and then we go, and we say, well, I heard that undocumented aliens are going to be insured. No, they're not. No, they're not. There's no other way I can answer the question. No, they're not. Don't believe me? You don't have to believe me. Go to the health care bill, which we've posted now. We've linked it on our Twitter page twice. Actually, with Jason, four times we've linked it. Four times we've said, go over there. I'm not getting angry at you guys. I'm just telling you, this is a byproduct of a media war that's happening right now for viewers and listeners. And the way you fight this war is you fight it with everything you've got, because you want to draw viewers and you want to draw listeners. So you will say anything to get those people watching and listening. You'll say anything. You'll say anything that doesn't put you in a jail cell. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you think I'm exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. I've worked in the media for 35 years. I know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll say anything that doesn't put you in a jail cell to get the audience to listen and to watch. And then you guys are the casualties. You go around saying, I heard illegal aliens are going to be insured. And I also heard that Obama is in favor of a secret police force. And another thing I heard, and we go around with our heads so far up our asses, man, we got to open our eyes to see whether the light's green. We got to open our mouth to see whether the light's green, and then open our eyes. Because, frankly, if my head was that far up my ass, I guess I'd have my eyes closed.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I'm not getting angry at you guys. What I'm angry with more than anything else is an industry that I work in. I'm not even angry about the industry that I work in. I just, you know, I, I'd like to make some of that cheese, if you want my honest opinion. I'd like to make a piece of that $25 million a year. That'd be beautiful. All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to be coming right back here. Obama Joker posters are being posted in Florida, and they might be part of, you know, all these Joker posters, it might be part of a contest that Alex Jones, the radio host, is having. Sounds kind of fun. What do you win? You don't win anything, but Alex sells a few more books. All right, we'll be back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL. And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and this show is, you know, the only news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, which means we can actually entertain and not bullcrap you all at the same time. It's amazing. We can entertain you, and we can lay the real straight scoop on you, and it's no fuss, no muss. It doesn't cost me any more money. I don't walk out of here any worse for the wear. I still work as hard, but then, you know, I work about 50 times harder than most of these jackasses that are on the air making stuff up as they go. Now, here it is. H.R. 3200, Section 246, no federal payment for undocumented aliens. Nothing in this subtitle shall allow federal payments for affordability credits on behalf of individuals who are not lawfully present in the United States. Also, under current law, those in the country illegally don't qualify for federal health programs, Medicare being one of them. Of interest, about half of illegal immigrants have health insurance now, according to the nonpartisan Pew Hispanic Center, which says those who lack insurance do so principally because their employers don't offer it. All right? All right, 877. And these things, folks, have been presented to you as fact. Like I said, you know, the truth is just as entertaining as bullcrap. As they say, life can be stranger than fiction. I mean, why make up a story when you got such a great one to tell? It's true. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Here is Samantha in Los Angeles. Samantha, what's going on tonight?
Hey, I've just been listening to your program, and I find it unbelievable how many people will twist their, like, the actual truth or certain facts to try to make something more relevant than it actually is. Because illegal immigrants or undocumented, you know, immigrants as you know, wondering if they're going to get health care or anything like that. I'm not saying that we should offer it, but we're already not refuse care if they go to the emergency room, which is exponentially more, you know, expensive. And people really just, you know, they don't take the time to think about that before their argument. I mean, it's so expensive. You can't turn people away when they go in and they're sick, you know. So it's just, I was listening to, you know, people ask about that, and I cannot believe how people just twist things.
Well, you know, and it's gotten to the point now where this information's out there. It's easy to access. It's not being hidden from anybody. And so you now realize that there is a purposeful campaign of disinformation and misinformation that, as I said, the casualties of this are the American public. And it's being waged by political ideologues, by media outlets that are trying to get more audience. Like I was saying, you know, there's a media war going on right now, Samantha. It's a big part of this. There's a lot of companies that are going out of business, a lot of newspapers going out of business, a lot of companies trying to grab up what is left of the default audience. And so there's a blood war happening right now between broadcast entities and Internet entities trying to grab people and pull them into the theater. And the last thing that they need is somebody saying to them, well, you better be truthful about what you say because, you know, that's ethical. What are you kidding? We're not talking about ethics here, man. We're talking about staying alive. So the casualty is truth and information.
people walk around with, you know, thinking that illegal aliens are going to get covered. And Obama's in favor of single payer. And he wants a military, paramilitary force. And grandma's going to be put to death a la Soylent Green or Logan's Run. You know, it's insanity. And then after all of that stuff gets out there, then you got all of these fools running into these town hall meetings, jumping up and down and wetting their pants over stuff that doesn't exist. So there you go.
And also, if people are scrambling so much to just hold on to something that they forget their own, like, you know, basic ideology when it comes to, you know, people who do claim to be very religious, especially the religious right, if you follow your doctrine so closely and it's all about love thy neighbor, do unto others, you know,
Well, I don't know about that. I don't think religion belongs in any, you know, I'm so sick of religion being inserted into public policy debates. Anyway, Samantha, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Great call. David in Nashville, Tennessee. How you doing, David? What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, sir. I just want to talk about this monkey doll deal. I think I'm guarantee you that they make a monkey doll that's white, too. And the reason why is because, I mean,
where is that?
There's no monkey.
Where is that? Where is it?
Oh. Where there is the doll?
Are you say that you're guaranteeing they do make one?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I mean, they have.
Well, you are sure they do. Well, so point me to where I can find it.
Well, I don't know exactly. I just heard about it tonight on your show, so I'm not sure.
Well, then you don't know. Then you don't know whether there's one or not.
Even so, I mean, haven't you ever called your kids? Haven't you ever called your kid a little monkey? You're white.
No. I understand. I you're absolutely right. But let me ask you a question. All right, I know. Hold on. Now I got a break here. So hold the line, man. I'm going to get back to you. Hold on. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.